Chapter 3, Part B. A setback of sorts occurred when the launch of the Agni missile had to be aborted on 20 April 1989 due to the malfunctioning of some instruments. The same problem arose on 1st May and the launch was again scrapped. There was much derision in the media at the repeated failures, but Kalam remained unperturbed. Finally, Agni was launched on 22nd May. Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi's assessment in a message to Kalam was correct. A major achievement, Agni is a reflection of our commitment to the indigenous development of advanced technologies to the nation's defense. The story goes that the day before the launch was to take place, Defense Minister K.C. Pant asked Kalam how we would like to celebrate the success of Agni. Kalam immediately said that he wanted 1 lakh saplings to be planted at the research center Imarat. His wish was fulfilled and the area is today lush and greenery. For his role, Kalam was given the Padma Vibhushan on Republic Day in 1990 following the Padma Bhushan of 1981. The other scientists on the project were also honored with the Padma Shri. The next year, Trishul was also launched successfully, completing the first stage of the missile program. On the verge of retirement, Kalam still had another major role to play. The victory of the Bharatiya Janata Party-led National Democratic Alliance in 1998 brought to power a government committed to the exercise of the nuclear option. In 1996, the short-lived BJP government had given the green light for a nuclear test, but its fall ended that experiment. This time around, there was no looking back. Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee ordered that nuclear tests be carried out at Pokhran in Rajasthan, where India had exploded a nuclear device in 1974. Kalam's task was that of coordinating the work of all the numerous agencies involved in the secret operation, the army, the defense establishment, the DRDO, etc. Kalam was a cog in the wheel, a major one of Pokhran 2 and not the prime mover, as many have been led to believe. Nevertheless, his role as the public face of the bomb was formed when he addressed the press following the tests. Interestingly, everybody involved in Pokhran 2 had an allies. Kalam was ironically General Prithvi Raj. Kalam also spent time over a report for the Planning Commission on India as a knowledge power superpower. It focused on the possibilities inherent in information technology. He also worked on Vision 2020, a blueprint for the regeneration of India, which we will discuss later.